Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats Locals. I'm live streaming with my co-host, Vice Queen Maria. Hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And how was your weekend?
It was great. We had a lot of fun at the gym crawl.
Yeah, I saw some pictures.
It was a really great event. It was very well organized. Everything went smoothly. It was a great group of people. And we got familiar with this product, you could say.
Okay.
Tried different kinds of cocktails, and so it was really great.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the pictures. You guys, what did you do? You went from different restaurants to try out the gin?
We started out at the Raleigh Hotel, where we had a kind of an educational little mini seminar on the history of cocktails and gin by this bartender named Freddie, who runs a company called Alambique.
Okay.
And they basically do these kinds of events. And from there, we went to a place called Eden.
Okay.
Which is where the restaurant Tallulah used to be in South Beach. And most people remember Tallulah because it was there for a long time. And the chef, I think her name was Andrea Landazzo. She ended up on Top Chef.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But Tallulah is no longer there. And now this place is Eden. And it's lovely. It has a really nice courtyard and garden in the back. Kind of a little secluded from all the craziness of South Beach.
Well, I'm looking at like these pictures of these. Is it the little hamburgers?
Yeah, we had some great sliders.
Uh huh. I love sliders.
That were very quite tasty. With wagyu beef.
Uh huh.
And from there we went to Waxy's on Washington Avenue, and finished up.
Wow, that's, I'm just staring at all the, so you guys had t-shirts you're wearing?
We had t-shirts, and then they gave us surprises. I won one of them for the funniest tweet. I won a cocktail shaker with a pirate on it.
Oh, nice.
A skull and crossbones, how perfect is that?
I know, I'm like, you're like, yeah, I can definitely use this. That's so you. Awesome. Yeah, I tried to get a guest today. Actually, I had met Michelle at the Social Media Club, Palm Beach County Sparks event last Saturday. Her name is Michelle Ross. And I wanted you to chat with her, but she was very interesting. She's actually the secretary of the dean for, Palm Beach Atlantic University. That's her day job. But she's on to pirates, and she's also an author. And she does a tweet. She does like a tweet chat, like on. It's called Social Chats without the S, but it's on Twitter. So I thought it was pretty interesting. Yeah, her website or her blog page is Michelle Stinson Ross .wordpress, and she's writing a novel about pirates. So. And she's like really down to earth. She kind of reminded me of you a little bit, so I just wanted you to like.
What's her last name?
Her last name is Ross.
Oh, okay.
So.
I know another Michelle who writes romance novels. Actually, we should have her on the show someday. She's based in Miami.
Kind of
like Bodice Rippers.
Uh huh.
But they're historical. She's really cool. She used to work for Habitat for Humanity. That's how I met her. She did some great work there as one of their community liaison and PR person.
Uh-huh.
But she moved on to work full-time on her novel career, which she's already published several.
Wow.
But I would love to meet this woman who's writing a novel about pirates. I need to talk to her.
Yeah, there's different things. I thought she was kind of cool. But she said she's very, like, very, you can tell just by meeting her. I didn't get a chance to really talk to her, talk about her card looks like a comic book trading card, a business card. I thought it was kind of interesting, and so we just friend requested each other, so we're friends now on Facebook. But I just like her attitude and stuff. So I just thought that, and the fact that she was into pirates, I just thought of you.
Well, Well, I definitely want to meet her because that's something I could talk about on my blog, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Ongoing writing about pirates.
Awesome.
What's the event?
I'm sorry, what?
That was the Palm Beach Club.
It was really good. Suzanne Boyd was incredible. She's so like a community person, you know. She got up there and she talked about it a bit, but she pretty much talked about her stuff that she doesn't like on Twitter, what people do. So it was interesting. Actually, the dude Dean did a video of it that he's promoting right now. And then I met Paul. He does he has a nonprofit for bikes. It was very interesting. Like what he does is, his company is called, I'm trying to remember, okay, it's called Bicycle Exchange, and, he's looking for a new location now, because he rented in Indiantown, so they lost that location, so he sent that up. And then we met these guys also, they were one of the panelists, Ruben Nunez, it's called the Omega Envoy. They are competing in the Google Lunar X Prize. So, and they just graduated from UCF. And, you know, I thought it was very interesting. It was great. They had a phenomenal turnout. It was a lot of fun. And I usually don't go to these things on the weekends, but I promised Demi I would be part of it. So we all went. It was kind of neat because, you know, usually I go to the Miami one. I go to the Palm Beach one as much as I can, but not in West Palm. But so I met some really new people that I haven't met. You know how it is. When you go to a lot of these networking events or tweet up, you seem to meet the same people. And it doesn't matter. Even if you met, all I really need is one person that I meet. I could go to an event and meet like 200 people. But one person, you know, can make a difference in what I want to do, what I don't want to do in business and stuff. So actually one of them I had met at the last social media club tweet up was Jonathan Ogden. And he does my hosting for the new social chats today that he's helping me work out. You know, remember I told you I'm in the process of converting all these files over? So I met him, so he's helping me with all my stuff for social chats. So he's doing all the hosting. So that to me, you know, just meet one person at any of the networking event, it's so worth it. So was it Thursday that you have something coming up?
Yes, I do. I'm hosting a 80s prom burlesque show.
Okay.
It's at Cinema Paradiso, so it starts at 8 o'clock. And it'll be about probably 2 hours of show. And then afterwards, there'll be some guy who's playing the music for the show. It's going to be DJ. And everyone can get up on stage and dance if they like. We encourage everyone to come in their 80s best, 80s best or prom best. If you show up in costume, I think you get some discounts on drinks at the concession.
So will you be showing up in costume?
You know, we have it. This is completely volunteer. Nobody's getting paid, and it's $10 at the door, and all proceeds go to Stand Up for Cancer.
Nice.
And we're kind of going to improvise and wing it.
That's good.
I've actually not seen any of the acts. And so I'm just going to be improvising on stage and just introducing and trying to engage the audience a little bit.
Will you be dressed up too?
I will be, and I'm kind of stressing about that because I don't know what to wear. Emily, who's organizing the event, she gave me some stuff yesterday at a rehearsal we had where, you know, see if it fit me, and I'll have to see what I can do.
Are you doing the big hair?
What?
Are you doing the big hair?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna have a wig. Are you kidding me?
I just
have to decide if I want to go 80s or if I want to go prom.
Oh.
You know, or
both. I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna do both. I have a picture of me prom and 80s. Big hair. Big foo-foo dress.
I think I'm going to go to the costume shop a little later and see what they have.
I'd go to the thrift store if I was you.
What?
I'd go to the thrift store if I was you. There should be, like, you know, aisles and aisles of prom dresses from the 80s that people have donated.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering where I can get a cheap progress.
Yeah, like I'd go to Goodwill or Salvation Army. They always have it. The big gigantic ones, you know. There's one right off of, I think, Broward, I-95. There's a Salvation Army. It's like a big warehouse, pretty much.
Yeah, but I'm not going to drive all the way up there.
No, but down where you're at, there's places like that everywhere.
I know we do have several. I just have to find one in my size.
Sure you're going to find one in your size. Are you kidding? There's tons of them.
It's not that easy. Unless you're like, if you're teeny meeny, it's very hard to find clothes that fit you well. Trust me, I know, because I used to be a teeny meeny.
Oh, stop.
So much easier. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm definitely going to go out, you know, for a couple of hours and see what I can find. And I know they're going to have some gloves for me, and they're going to help me with my makeup, so... Mm-hmm. I look very, you know, stage ready.
I'm gonna put some fake lashes on you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a must.
You know that.
I don't know, anything to do with a drag show.
I have time, hopefully, to go and mingle with the audience before the doors open. So I'll get to talk to people and, you know, I'll be out there. Welcoming, and then about half an hour before the show, we'll have to go backstage because we're going to test sound and all that. But I'm excited. I've never done anything like this before. So, I mean, I've been on stage many times, but I've never hosted a burlesque show.
I love it. Well, what I want to do is, I wanted to call Stacy Garcia. Because, she's the one that I mentioned to you that about the, I'm so used to it to be in Miami, but before we started the show, about the Gourmet Truck Expo, and Stacy just DM'd me saying that she does have time to chat with me, but I couldn't find her phone number, so she's going to have to DM back the number for me. But, there's tomorrow, which I can't believe, you know, if anyone lives in Boca, you can understand what I'm talking about. Boca is a place, you know, it's just like Miami where there's restaurants everywhere, but they kind of like, they're not as down to earth, as people in Miami in a sense. Cause I mean, I used to live in Boca. I live in Deerfield right now. I live like on the borderline of Boca and Deerfield. So what I did was I was happening to look on Facebook and I had noticed, actually Stacy had invited me and, I noticed that there was an event tomorrow, and I just can't imagine Boca would even let that happen. And it's called the Gourmet Truck Expo, and let me pull it up real quick on my Facebook page. But there's a website. It's called GourmetTruckExpo.com. And, you know, I'm not... In Orlando, I remember seeing them, you know, in different construction sites and stuff like that, but I think we did a show about these trucks that go from... place and they all get together. It's kind of almost like a tweet up. So, you know, for them to do one in Boca, I guess it just doesn't, for me, it sounds a little snobby, but it doesn't seem like a Boca thing to do. I just don't imagine that to be a happening thing, but it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of people are SVPing to it. And also I want to talk to Stacy real quick. She's a local, you know, Stacy Garcia. Right, Maria? I know you do. Stacy's Mel?
Yes.
Well, yes. I didn't realize she went to work for Transmedia, actually. That's why I wanted to find out when she started working for them. So.
I didn't realize she got a new job.
Yeah, actually, let me just go to here. And. Okay, here we go. Stacy Lynn. She is the Vice President of Public Relations at Transmedia Group. Which works out great for her, and because she lives in Boca and everything, and she has kids, so I'm happy for her. And you know, Transmedia has been around forever. They're like off of Palmetto Boulevard, so Palmetto Park Road, I mean. So I figured we'd call her and chat with her a little bit and see what's up with her for like 15 minutes,
okay.
And I just want to find out what the deal is because I can't imagine people in Boca would like go to this thing, but it seems like a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of trucks that are involved. That they're showing that's going to be, I mean, so let's call her real quick.
I went to my first food truck event on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, how was it?
And it was at Tobacco Road, and so it was very crowded. I wish I'd gone on a different night. It was so crowded that I actually didn't eat anything. Because I just don't like to eat in like standing among 100 people. You know, I like to sit down and
enjoy yourself.
Enjoy my food without just all this noise and mob, you know, and everyone looks like under 12. So I ended up not eating it. You know what? I'll go to another one where it's not like so. It's like, I'd love to go to the food truck, but it's just that one truck. And they just happen to be parked somewhere, which they can't do that anymore. That is against the law now, so they have to do it at events.
And really? They can't just park anywhere?
Yeah, at least I know that Dade County said that you can't, you know, they don't have permission to do that anymore. I believe I'm right. I could be wrong. You used to see them saying, oh, now we're parked here, or we're parked, we'll be parked over here this afternoon, and I don't see them saying that anymore. So there was some kind of controversy about that.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a catch-22 because, you know, I'm sure the food is great, but there's just, you know, if you're, I mean, it's just hundreds of people there.
That's too many people. I have like a phobia with too many people.
For me it's not even phobia. I just like to enjoy my meal, and it's just really noisy and crowded, and people are bumping into you and stuff, and you're standing in the middle there.
Especially if they're drinking? Oh, especially if they're drinking and everything?
Just go off in the corner. You know?
That's crazy.
So, it felt like a cattle call.
Oh. Yeah.
All these trucks around there. But anyway.
Oh, I don't know. I like that.
Do you think it's going to be that way in Palm Beach? Come on.
I don't think so.
They'll probably be playing, like, a string quartet in the corner.
Oh, come on.
Or some guy walking, you know, dressed like a butler, sweeping up anything that falls on the floor.
Well, you don't know where Boomer is. Boomer's right next to the water plant, so. And like the movie theater, so they should have a good big turnout because it's right next to the Movie Co. So here, hold on a second. Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna call her.
Okay.
5561. Okay. I think I got it right.
Thank you for calling Transmedia Group, America's full-service public relations and marketing firm, serving clients worldwide since 1981. If you know your party's three-digit extension, you may dial it now.
One moment, please.
Hey, Stacy, this is Tanya Maria from Social Chats. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Stacy.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a while. Who is it?
This is Maria.
Maria,
nice
to meet you. Oh, hi, Maria.
You're like, this is... So, yeah,
what's
I'm just...
On?
Nothing.
Are
I was
we
just,
on?
Yeah, we are on.
We are
we're,
on.
We're streaming.
Okay, I know what time it is. I'm trying to catch up in my world. Yay. Got your text.
So, I just was having to look on my Facebook stuff. And then I remember I got an email about some truck gourmet thing that's happening, but I wasn't quite sure. So I figured I'd ask you about it. But then I noticed that you have started with a new company. Well, an old company has been around forever. I mean, it's one of the first PR company in South Florida. Can you tell us a little bit about Transmedia?
Transmedia, it's been here 30 years, and I've driven by it for 26 of them.
Yes.
So I was pretty happy when they asked me to join their team, and I'm the vice president for public relations.
Nice.
And I do most of their social media. I try to incorporate traditional media with the clients, and I try to get the clients that are already here and established to be branded online and on Twitter, in our Twitter world, and also on Facebook, and to incorporate branding in their world, because I'm not sure that they understand it fully. Some of our clients are very old school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what I do, in addition to helping out the actual firm do the same.
Oh, nice. Well, good. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm so happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you.
I know, I didn't know anything about this.
So I don't have to commute, and I'm really happy, and I have a great office and a great group that I work with.
Wow, it works out great for you.
Working from home?
No, I work about a mile from my house. Fabulous.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It takes me less than 5 minutes to get here. It takes me longer to check in on Foursquare than it does to actually drive here.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. So tell me a little bit about something. We're just talking about the Gourmet Truck Expo because the fact, A, you know, I'm from Boca, and you know, I live in Boca for a long time, and now I live on the borderline of Boca, but I just never thought that we'd have something like this in Boca, actually. I always thought that, you know, Miami, I do understand.
Yes.
But in Boca, is it because of the way the economy is, or is it, I mean, it seems a lot of fun. I mean, it looks like a lot of fun.
You
it's
know
a lot
what?
Of trucks.
It took us this long, I know it sounds crazy, to get this to come to Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, I'm hoping that they get the same turnout that they had at the Sawgrass last week.
Okay.
Last weekend, I believe they had over 24 food trucks there. So
wow.
I was pretty excited when I heard they were going to come up here. And I'm going to bring the kids and hope for the best, you know. And hope that they do this again because it would be nice to not keep all the food trucks in, I know, in Dade and possibly South Broward and, you know, to share the wealth, basically. We were at the Las Olas Food and Wine Festival, was it last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, almost 2 weekends ago, and the slow food truck was there, which was pretty cool because everything's so gourmet and so, you know, perfect, and then the slow food truck is at the end, which made me laugh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we got to taste the food from the slow food truck. It was delicious. So I'm pretty psyched about it. I think that, okay, there's already like 375 people responded that they were coming on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty insane, actually.
My question is it going to have, like, realistic price, or is it going to have Boca price?
I don't, you know what, I have no idea. The logistics or the prices or anything, I've been mm-hmm. pumping it up because I have so many friends that are moms that,
yeah.
you know, they wouldn't even have heard of this. They have no idea what this is. And it's so close that instead of going to eat or cooking one night, they could just come out,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we're going to just wing it and hope for the best, really.
Okay.
I don't think it could be outrageously priced. I'm hoping that it's affordable, especially when you have three kids. And
yeah.
I saw all the people that are on the list. You know, they all have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be a good family event. It's right in front of Boomers. It's very centrally located.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Wednesday. It's doable. It's
yeah, no, definitely.
You know, I thought it was a great event, and I pushed it on my page, on my Facebook page. I even plugged them in on Twitter a couple times, and they thanked me for doing it. And so many people have, you know, asked me about it. I'm not the ambassador to the food truck expo in Boca, but I feel like one. But I'm
well, I thought you were. That's why I contacted you.
I have nothing at all to do with it. I'm just excited about it, and I hope if it works out great, then maybe we can make it on the usual, you know, schedule. And you know, I just think it's a cool idea.
No, it is a great idea. I'm actually, like, I'm surprised, like, I didn't know Brew's Room has a truck.
I don't know. I saw the Brew's Room was on the list. You just see the list?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's got a pretty thorough list from desserts, from Mexican, all different nationalities, and, you know, desserts, appetizers, everything you can think of. So it seems pretty interesting. I'm excited about it. But for some small reason, you know?
Yeah.
But
well, it's different.
There's a lot of potential in it. It's just a really cute, I think it's a great idea.
No, yeah. I think so, too. I mean, the fact that, I love the fact that it's so different in a sense that you have all these different ice cream trucks. Then
right.
then you have, what is it, the Red Koi food truck? That's like, I've never seen them before.
Well, if they have them all lined up and it looks really awesome, it's going to be a great photo op, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the potential for this event to be totally hysterical and a great photo op. The food trucks are all different colors from what I see, and I've never even, except for going to the AAA or Bank Atlantic Center or seeing them around, I've never been to a food truck expo, so I'm pretty psyched about it. And if you know, if the social media Puto is in town, you know, he would drive up to photograph it, and, you know, hopefully it will be memorable, and we can do it again. Maybe city council can get behind it or something, you know?
No, they should. I don't see why not. My God.
I don't know.
But like I said, I'm still in shock that it's in, you know, it's just, it's in Boca.
It's Boca, I know. But, you know, we can be a little bit flexible.
Yeah, I know. Now, especially with everything's going on, I think it's a good thing. I just find it interesting. But I noticed that you have an event tonight. Oh, no, Thursday night you have an event.
The 19th, we're having an event, and I definitely want to plug it if I could.
Yeah, please
do.
It's
a really great one. It's called Taste of Hope. It's on Facebook, and it's at Speranza in Boca Raton in East Palmetto Park Road, 41. And it's from 6 to 9 on the 19th on Thursday next week. It's for cleaning for cancer. It's completely free, but we ask that people purchase raffle tickets.
Okay.
They're $5 each, or an arm's length for $25. And all of the money is going to Cleaning for Cancer. It's a nonprofit organization that is based in Boca Raton, but they do service the entire nation of they clean houses for patients undergoing chemotherapy.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a really great, fantastic opportunity to help people. And all, like I said, all the proceeds are going to the benefit to the foundation so that they can continue to clean people's houses that are undergoing chemo. And they don't have to worry about that. It just takes one more thing off their minds when they're going through such a stressful period, you know?
Wow, I didn't even know about this. Do you know anything about Annie Appleseed?
Who?
Ann Fonfa is the founder. I'm going to friend request you guys. And Annie Appleseed is an organization that, you know, that they actually have conferences about for cancer. And usually it's they'll have oncologists, different doctors talking about it. But it's just really for patients to come and learn the new technology, new testing.
Yeah.
But it'd be like a good connection for you to have, actually.
Yeah, hook me up with that. I mean, we're just, you know, Stanley Steamer is one of our clients. Stanley Steamer, South Florida, Stanley Steamer, Treasure Coast, and Baton Rouge. And we, Stanley Steamer and a bunch of other vendors and sponsors have gotten together to put this party on to raise money for Cleaning for Cancer. And that's what we're doing next Thursday. So I definitely, everyone's invited, you know, more the merrier. We're trying to just raise awareness, raise money for the foundation, the Cleaning for Cancer, and get the word out that this is such a good cause, you know, really is just.
So is Speranza restaurant, is that where, Mokila used to be?
If you need information about it, just look it up on Facebook under Taste of Hope, or you can look me up, Stacey Garcia, or you can look up Transmedia Group on Facebook, or Stacey's Mail on Stacey's Mail on Twitter. I can tweet out. I have a Twit Fight, too, that I have. And we even have I've scheduled a tweet up under C4C Boca, a hashtag.
Okay.
So, I'm hoping that we get a lot of people to come in and tweet about it and get some exposure for the cleaningforcancer.org because that's the nonprofit.
Oh, nice.
But thank you for letting me talk about it because it's really important. It's 41 East Palmetto Park Road. And it's Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 9.
Oh, nice. Okay. Then you guys accepting raffles
now? And food and drinks. We really want people to come. And it's free, but we want them to donate and purchase raffle tickets so that the foundation gets some money and at the same time they can win some cool prizes, you know?
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I'll help you promote it.
Thank you.
No, I think that's good for you.
Thank you. Maria, what are you up to?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that.
Nice. No traveling?
I'm, no, not
I don't have anything particularly planned as of yet.
Right.
But I do have a hosting made for Rest Show on Thursday.
Oh, is that the one that Emily is in?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And then there's a couple of conferences coming up.
Right.
Next week. There's the SheCon Expo and the Empowered Women Summit.
Yeah.
They're overlapping just by one day.
Oh, well, that's cool. Whatever. That works.
Yeah. Maria, are you speaking
at
SheCon?
What's that?
Will you be speaking at SheCon? This coming...
I have a little reverb there, Tanya. Can you lower the volume?
Oh, sorry about that. Will you be speaking at SheCon?
Yes, I'm scheduled to speak. I still hear myself.
Sorry. Hear yourself? Okay. Hold on. How's that?
It's really hard to talk that way.
No one wants to hear their own self talk.
Well, how's that? Can you still hear yourself?
Testing. I totally hear an echo.
That's weird. Hold on. Let me readjust this. Okay, how's that?
Testing. I still hear myself.
That's weird.
No, we haven't had that problem.
I know. It's kind of weird that it's happening now. Okay. That should work better now, actually. How's that?
I'm going to try again. Oh, still hear myself.
This is so funny. Here, Marie, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay. All
right. See that. Hey, hold on a second, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, we never get that. We haven't gotten done forever.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear us now?
Hello?
How do you sound?
Let me try again. Okay, it's a little better now.
Better? Okay. Weird. We haven't had that in a long time.
So, yes, I am scheduled to speak at SheCon. The details have been kind of late coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I am on two panels, and one is on Friday morning, and one is on Saturday morning.
That's great.
And I'm also possibly speaking at Empowered Women on Friday afternoon. So it's going to be a busy weekend for me.
Yeah, you sound tired already.
Yeah, I was looking at SheCon. Actually, was it Julie? Is the one that's putting it on? I met her this Saturday.
Yeah.
She was telling me a little bit about it.
So, yeah, those are two big, I think they're sold out, actually. At least the free tickets.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if people can still get in. I think Empowered Women is still available.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to attend that.
I think they also, she said that, Julie is her name. She said for SheCon, I guess the people, Mashable's going to be there. She was giving me a whole bunch of names of different, people coming there.
Are they going to be there or are they just sponsoring?
I'm not even quite sure. She was like throwing out all these names at me. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to be there. I know Guy Kawasaki's going to be there.
Yeah, he's opening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me about that. It's like, wow. So, Stacy, I want to thank you for, calling and giving me some info about the Gourmet Truck. And so, are you working on any other projects?
Actually, I'm working on a really awesome product that's coming out soon. Can't talk about it exactly, but... soon you'll be hearing about it. It's going to be on TV, it's going to be nationwide, hopefully worldwide, and the guy that came in as my client, he's in China right now, trying to get the production increased because the demand is going to be so great on a product that we're going to represent. And so I'm really excited. So maybe in a couple of weeks, Tanya, we'll have a talk, and I'll blow you away with some new product that I think is going to be the next, it's like the coolest thing, but the next kind of like a snuggy idea, but in an educational sort of realm.
Okay.
And otherwise, no, I'm just plugging away, you know, pumping up people's brands online and in real world. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll try it. I won't, you know, I can't promise.
You will give up lemongrass for one day.
Oh, I can't.
No more Target.
I know I have the same second, thing going on.
Second at the food truck at Boomers at 6 or whatever, and come see us. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a ton of familiar faces there. I know that I've already heard on my in Twitter of my realm of friends of who's going to stop by and say hi. So, and I'm going to have the boys with me, so it's going to be a little hectic, but they, you know, try to make it a point to come out. And if, I think if the city is pretty impressed with it, then we can do it again, and we can do some fun stuff here.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, thank you again, and I'm really thrilled for you, by the way, going to Transmedia. They did good. They did really good, actually.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Maria, have fun this weekend. Get some rest.
Thank you. You too.
All right, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, take care, Stace. See you soon.
You got it. All right. Bye, Tate.
Take care.
Bye, Stace. Oh, I'm so happy for her. I'm glad she got a job in Boca. I mean, she's very well known in Boca. She knows everybody in Boca, actually. So.
Well, nothing can be 1 mile from your job.
I know, I love it.
Even drive.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's a good exercise. And where she's at is awesome. I mean, that's like, the area where the office is at, the houses around that area is they call it Old Boca, and it's like the most quaint area you've ever been in. I love it. And everybody's very, you know, family oriented. It's a great place to raise kids. So you'll be yes. Chicon. I was just talking to them about it because it looks like Chicon's gonna be a very good event. It's gonna be at the Hyatt. Let me check.
Actually, no, they moved.
They moved. Oh, they did.
It moved it about a month ago.
Okay.
It's in South Beach. It's at the Miami Beach Convention Center.
Oh, okay. The event that they have here, I guess they didn't change it yet, is the Hyatt Regency. Okay. So, oh,
yeah,
okay.
But they haven't changed that on the website yet?
Well, this is on Facebook. I pulled it up.
No, they moved it. So it's going to be at the Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
And the host hotel is the Shelbourne.
Nice.
It's a few blocks away, it should be an interesting event.
Wow, it looks the schedule is very like pretty good, and they have an expo hall, and on Sunday they have a beach pool bash. Wow, that's like a third. That's Thursday all the way to Sunday. That's a lot of days for a conference.
Well, I think the panels start on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, they have a pre-cocktail party. And they got full sail on a banner. Nice, okay. And what's the other one you're speaking? You're
the other one is called the Empowered Women's Summit.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's is organized by Michelle Villalobos.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Jessica is...
That's at the Miami Science Museum.
The 19th and the 20th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she was telling me, Jessica, I don't think I can... Jessica wants me to come there, but I don't think I can get there. It's too early for me. Seems really, and our Denise Jacobs would be speaking also. Very nice.
Yeah, so they're able to rate, you know, women-centered events on the same week. So we have a lot going on.
A lot of women. So you posted the same link I did about the couple that got married?
Yeah, that was going to be going around.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's great.
Actually, on Tuesday there's another event. you know, the Bachelor guy, he has a great blog for guys.
Okay.
He's starting a new series of real life events, like, you know, tastings and dinners.
Uh-huh.
And he has a group on meetup.com called Gourmaniacs.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's a little different than South Florida Foodie, because he's going to do more like the kind of sponsored events, which he's going to work with some brands and whatnot. So it's not just people getting together, friends getting together for dinner. It's going to be a little more formal. And he's doing one at Feliz Las Olas on Tuesday. It's an urban tasting with appetizers and whatnot. And he just wrote a book called The Art of Dating.
Okay.
So he's going to talk a little bit about his book. And it's $29 per person. And you get to taste all the bourbon, and there's going to be, again, some food. And then after the event is over, they're going to stay and hang out. So if anyone can't make it to the paid part, they come to the free part.
Mm-hmm.
And to spend some time there. And so that's the first of the series. But, you know, speaking of women, originally he had done it only as like a guy's only tasting.
Okay.
Because, you know, his website is the Bachelor guy. Most of his material is man-centric, you know?
Yeah.
But women protested.
Really?
And I said, we want to come. I had no problem with it. I'm like, yeah, let's do their own thing. Like, what's the big deal? But apparently some ladies didn't like that, so he opened it up to both sexes.
Well, I like it. What is it?
I look forward to reading his book. I'm going to review it for my blog.
Oh, nice. I just saw a post that he wrote. Something that would. Is that right? Because I was on Google, but it says MILF. What? MILF
What's
and Google. MILF and Google. Cougars? Okay, I say that again.
No,
MILF and Google.
Nothing to do with cougars. It's about dating.
It's about dating. Okay. No, I typed in The Bachelor Guy on my Google search, and underneath it says MILF and Cougars, a practical guide, and then I guess they've shown websites that's just, it's kind of like that.
I think this is The Bachelor Guy. Not Bachelor Guy, but The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's what I did. The Bachelor Guy. THEBACHELORGUY .com. No, he did. He wrote a post in this. Oh, in 2007, he wrote a post about this. Too funny. Yeah, that's what they have done for Google search.
Website. I've been a fan of it for a long time, and it turns out I met him at an event in Fort Lauderdale. I thought it was from some other city, you know, or international base, because he's not Florida focused necessarily, but he lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out.
And he has a huge following? I see it's Twitter.
What's that?
I see he has a huge following.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good blog.
How funny. And he's a single guy that just writes about things that single guys would think about.
Yeah. I really believe he was previously married, but I don't know. I actually had drinks with him yesterday. Before rehearsal, and that's when I first learned he was divorced, but it doesn't matter, you know, you still know what bachelors want.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Very cool. I have to, like, read some of his stuff. I look under skills, and it has a whole post about, one that says everything you think you know about dating is wrong, and the other one was about different ways to use, 27 unusual and amazing uses for vodka, other than making martinis, and how to get out of the friend zone. I love that. Neat. This kind of stuff, you know, this kind of stuff, I love stuff like this. I think that's very interesting. And then now he's, oh, nice. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put this aside. Yeah, this week, I don't know, this week I'm kind of like getting my my place organized. I'm trying not to go anywhere. I'm in the process of getting everything clean and putting shelves on, so I'll be home working and actually going to try to stay on the computer while I have people working on my place. And so I'm like finding all these new different things that are gone. Like every day it seems like there's all these new platforms popping up. Everybody's, all different companies are buying this, and it's crazy busy world we live in.
Yeah.
So what other interesting things are you doing this week?
You know, I think hosting a burlesque show is pretty much.
Yeah.
Takes cake for me this week.
I'm sure they're going to videotape it.
I don't know if they are, actually. I haven't heard any word about someone volunteering to videotape it.
I'm sure somebody's going to put that on their YouTube page. I want to see your opening.
Maybe some of my friends
will
tape it on their phone.
Oh. And what else have you been up to?
Just the same old, same old. Just working and enjoying life.
I know. Have you noticed living in South Florida is like being on vacation permanently? That's what I tell people.
Sort of.
It feels like it.
I really need to get out to the beach, though. I miss being in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
I need to start doing more of that, so that the water's warming up.
Yeah, you know, like.
And I do want to go to the Gulf Coast to go tarpon fishing.
Oh yeah.
So I need to do that before the season ends. And I have some prospective potential stuff coming up that I'm excited about, but I can't talk about yet.
Okay, for work-wise?
No, because everything has to be confirmed, and it's work-wise.
Yeah. Well, I think you've been, usually, you've been around for, but usually, like, you'd be driving around somewhere. Because for a while that you were, like, out of town at least once a month.
Yeah, but you know what, since I went to that trip to New York and I got so sick,
yeah.
I just haven't not been in the mood.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I still like kind of recovering from that. Whatever bug I had was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I still have that. I had that. The doctor said I wasn't like contagious. That it wasn't like something horrible, but it was horrible enough for as far as it was an allergy that inflamed my lungs, and I'm still trying to get back to normal. So. Did you have anything to do with your chest, as far as your lungs are concerned? Did you get sick there?
No, I mean, I had some congestion and stuff, uh-huh. But eventually it cleared up. But, you know, I would be going somewhere every weekend, probably, if it wasn't for gas prices.
Yeah.
And also, my car is not brand new, so I mean, I kind of don't want to put too much wear and tear on it. But, yeah, I mean, it's just almost $4 a gallon.
Wow. No, it's down here. It's $4.05. It's $4.05 in, Palm Beach County. That's for the low end. But the high end is, like, I think it was, like, $4.35 or some outrageous amount. And I thought gas was supposed to be going down.
Who knows? We're just cogs in the wheel.
I know. You're right. I haven't really gone anywhere that much because of the gas price. And I never really think about it. I just find it's disgusting that we are now in the situation we're in. Because I cannot imagine. I figure, you know, by the time it hits like $3.95, $3.97, it go lower because it usually doesn't go up to 4. But if it hits 5, I think we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I don't commute.
I know.
You know, but what if I did? I mean, and then my salary doesn't go up.
Nope.
To compensate for the gas.
It's horrible.
And, you know, we don't really live in the most public transportation friendly region here. So,
mm-hmm.
otherwise be using that more. But
no, that's why.
But yeah, if this thing does come through, that I'm hoping will, I will be traveling every month, most likely, or more. But like I said, I can't really talk about it until it's confirmed. It's all jinxed.
Cool. Okay. Well, we have about.
But I do look forward to that if that does happen. So
it will happen.
God's hand.
It will happen. It will
That's
happen.
Nice, because you know, I love traveling.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left. I want to go ahead and do my quick birthday shout out. I got a few. And I've been bad. I haven't really like posted too much on Facebook. I just now with the new like thing, and when you like something, it lands on your Facebook page. So I've been just really just reading stuff on Twitter, really, and then liking it. But I haven't had a chance to really wish any of my friends on Facebook. But I want to make sure. I wish Anathia Solada, so I always kill her last name, Rosales, happy birthday. David Lippman, happy birthday. John Newsom, happy birthday. And Jose Antonio, happy birthday. And also Castro C, happy birthday. It's like lots of birthday this month. Do you have anyone that you want to wish happy birthday to?
Well, it's Stephanie Camargo's birthday, Midtown Chica.
Uh-huh.
And, so she's someone that everyone knows.
Cool. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get, I got to start, I'm working on this downloading and converting all the,
yeah,
my files.
Yeah, my going to be ready for
I don't know.
System.
It's built already. It's built already. Now I just got to, actually Jonathan is going to show me how to work this new program to convert my old, all my WMA files to MP3. Because I use a Microsoft player, so the media encoder from Microsoft. So now we're trying to look at some different new systems. So today he's going to show me how to use that, the new program that he's I had download. And all I'm doing is just sitting home and converting and then posting. So once I get everything up, then I'm going to launch the website. It's done already. We just got to plug in the content. I tell people it's easy to get a make a website, but just the content is incredible. That's why I have high respect for you, Maria, because anyone can be able to blog or write and, you know, to put content in, I think it's harder. And I think a lot of my designer friends are going to disagree with me, but I find it's a lot harder to do content than anything else. So we're working on it right now.
Right. Well, I can't wait till that's all set up so that we can promote the show even more.
I know, because this way at least we'll each have a link to it. But you have a great day, and I will chat with you later.
You too.
And I'll give you a DM this week about next week's show.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you, honey. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.